Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, welcome back. Good morning, everybody. As man, we got a lot of stuff to get to. Dolphins news yesterday. Not good on the offensive line. Jesse Davis, COVID-19. That's not good, man. You talk about the one guy that plays them all and you kind of put him in there and you feel comfortable. Looks like he's not going to be able to play as of
COVID-19.
Right now.
COVID-19.
Yeah, and doesn't right. look good for Jesse Davis. And Solomon Kinley has got an injured foot. So
your Who's one guy. Who's next up, Joe? Who's next
well,
up?
Your one guy short. And I don't know if they put Davenport out there at right tackle and then move Hunt inside to right guard. They got Pankey in there who they like. And we saw Michael Dieter try to play it last year, who's just looks like he's been focused on center. So they'll play the best guy or the guy they think's ready for this. But I'm guessing, I don't know how Solomon Kinley's going to play. He's been banged up for a while now and ended up going out of the last game. So I don't know if they start him and then once he, you know, he can't go. And so I'm guessing Davenport back in and Hunt
moves back
inside. Yeah. Jets don't have a great pass rush, but I could be wrong. I mean, it could be Jackson has been playing pretty well. And so put one of those guys inside. The thought might be it might be easier for those guys inside than worry about your tackle. So what I just said over the last 2 minutes really adds up to I have no friggin' idea what they're going to do.
Right, of course. Of course
no,
you don't. Right.
No idea at all. And so obviously yesterday too, we heard Coach Flores for a second time talking about the Tua situation. You probably knew what some of the answer was going to sound like. I'm going to do what's best for the team that gives us a chance to win. That's always part of it. It's not just about the quarterback. It's about the whole team. Here's what Coach Flores had to say about Tua going forward.
I mean, look, I'm always going to try to do what I feel is, you know, best for the team in a particular game. And that's kind of how we felt yesterday. And that's really it. We couldn't get into a rhythm, really, the majority of the first three quarters. It became a two-score game, and we felt like we needed a spark, and so we stuck Fitz in there. And we felt like that was the best thing for our team to try to win a ball game last night. Look, Tua's, you know, he's a resilient kid. I don't know if there's a message or anything to take from it. It's, you know, the same message the entire team gets. You know, we all have to play better. We've got to coach better. He's not in this alone. He's got my full support. He's got the support of our coaching staff. He's got the support of everyone, every player in that locker room. Conversely, he supports all the other players in the locker room as well. So I don't know if there's a message here or, you know, make too much of this. He's the starting quarterback. I think he knows that. We've had that conversation. He's played well, and you know he's gonna. I expect him to continue to play well. I expect him to bounce back. You know, he's a resilient kid, like I've said. He's a talented kid as well. I expect him to bounce back. I expect our entire team to bounce back, to be honest with you.
All right. So if you're gonna bounce back, you can't pick a better team to bounce back against, right? I mean, it's on the road, but it's the Jets who have not won a game. And So I've seen the Jets play a little better here recently, and Dolphins need, I guess I was just surprised they played so well overall for more than a month, and then they had that thing that we just
stinker.
Had.
Yeah, they put up a stinker. That's what happened.
And by the way, they were outmanned, outcoached, out-schemed. It was pretty smart, all the stuff they did. And I heard some of those guys' comments yesterday about putting some new stuff in for the Dolphins, and it worked. It worked, and with when you figure something out, it exposes, and the Jets will jump on some of the same stuff if they have the same type of personnel to try to do some of those same things. So we'll see. I like everybody else, man. See what it looks like on Sunday. Nobody's going to care if you're a couple of linemen short. Everybody's short between same two problems the Dolphins might have between COVID and injury. That's what everybody's dealing with. They're going to be dealing with it during Thanksgiving, during those three games. What I see Baltimore's without their top two running backs.
Yes, they both got knocked out yesterday, yeah.
So everybody's dealing with it, man. Mm-hmm. See, from time to time, we're seeing half the line, you know, and they're going, well, that's why you got a practice squad, and we changed all these rules around. You can fly guys back and forth from the practice squad, and injured reserve is now just 3 weeks, and bring them back. And so it's 2020's been a friggin' crazy, crazy time. I got to tell you, man, December's going to be great. Think about this. And I was just thinking of Goran Dragic, who we heard from yesterday. So we got basketball ready to start camps, getting ready to start up, right? That's next week.
Yeah, December 1st, right.
So those guys all report, which I'm guessing Ryle's going to have to loosen up on the body fat and conditioning test, right? That he didn't send out that memo this year, or he's going to have a lot of guys who won't be at practice. I can't imagine. They haven't had a whole lot of time off, and some of those older players probably with all the games they ended up playing. So you have that. You know what else you got going? You got signing day. You got early signing day, national
That's right.
signing day, which is so huge down here because of the amount of kids of that will be playing Division I football. So that's going on. As bad as things have been, and they have really sucked. And you've seen it in politics. You've seen it in sports. You've seen it in your personal life, in jobs, divorce rate from all of us staying home, driving each other nuts, realizing we don't really care that much about each other. We've gone through.
I had to throw that in there, right?
We got through a lot of stuff, man. It's been tough. It's been an interesting
year. Yes, been an interesting year.
My a guy I played tennis with yesterday, he says, hey, man, I got to tell you, I dropped my wife off at the airport. I said, oh, man. He goes, she's gone for a couple of weeks going home to see her family. I go, oh, that's cool. He goes, I got to tell you, man, we needed that break, this thing. He goes, we've been in the same house. She's been working her job from home. He's in real estate. He's at home. He goes, man, it just – and it always starts with, I love her, but
– But –
I love her, but all right, man. All right, so let's play. Let's get some physical.
She's going home for a couple
here.
Weeks. That's a
couple
nice
weeks.
Vacation, right?
Yeah, getting taking her break, and so he stayed, and he was pretty fired up, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. Since she's gone, he was pretty fired up yesterday about the whole thing, but it's as crazy as all this stuff's been. Sports have been pretty good, man, with everything we've got going on. Listen, college football's got problems with games being canceled and everybody's played all over the board. The Pac-12's just starting, and some of your conferences got 7-8 games in already. So we've seen that, college football. But all these events have been coming, minus all the fans, which, you know, is a big part of sports. But, man, we got – basketball starting right back up. So basketball is going to be playing during the football season. Well, they do anyway, but we have some of that. You'll have hockey starting up.
Right. Beginning of January, right?
National signing day. Again, December 18th, 19th, and 20th. And for the Canes, I tell you, switching over here. I think the Canes, this thing has worked out so perfectly where players can't, these high school guys can't jump on planes and go places. I think there's been more commitment to stay home, concerned about family. And players just want to be closer to home during this crazy time, which I don't know how long it's going to last. I have no idea. But it's been from winning, only sitting here with one loss, and the recruiting class they have. Did you happen to catch the comments from James Williams at American Heritage Plantation and his comments? Did you happen to catch those, Zach?
I saw video after the game, but I didn't see much. Why? No, what did he say?
He just talked about, I'm on a mission to, there's some top recruits. All those five-star kids know each other, and they all talk from coast to coast. And about, I want more players to come with Leonard Taylor and I, and we want to keep getting really good players and get this thing turned around. And Leonard Taylor and James Williams, two of the top recruits in the country at safety and the defensive line. And they got a nice recruiting class right now. If it stays and they can add a couple more pieces to it, they've got a really, really nice little recruiting class. They really do. One of the best they've had. And I believe they got not only a 2 5-star, but a bunch of 4-star players right now. And I know I'm saying it's Alabama or Ohio State who continue to knock it out of the park, but my God, it's a nice little class. And I just think this whole thing has really, they had to play well. That was number one, had to play well. They've been on TV a lot, all those games on TV, put up some points, some nice comebacks. And so a lot of good stuff, man. And again, a lot of those players not being able to travel to go out there. No big crowds on the road where you walk in and 100,000 people are chanting your name and they put your name up on the board.
Right.
You know, the next great player is here with us today. You know, all that stuff. It doesn't exist right now. And I just think it's kind of neutralized a lot of stuff where Canes have had some guys, but bad football and these guys going on the road and seeing these huge crowds and the stuff that these programs do to stroke these guys when they show up. It's been a good time. It's good.
Right.
It's a good opportunity.
Take advantage of it. Right. Take advantage of this.
For those guys to get a lot of good players, because everybody's pretty much working at home, right? Everybody's recruiting's at home. So video, talking to guys, you know, how good are you on social media? And that staying home thing has, I think, really helped them a little bit along with the way teams play. Now, listen, they play crappy right now. They're playing like Florida State.
Oh,
it would be
right.
Really – I see what's happened to Texas. They've already lost some guys that they had in the state. You know, Texas, number one school in the – and they've had some guys jump ship on them, go to Ohio State. And so I just thought it was pretty good. I've said this before, and the guy's excited about it and wanting to stay home. So hopefully it sticks, man. Just got to make it through another month here.
Right, right.
And find out how it goes. Hey, we got to go to break. We're going to hear from Goran Dragic when we come back. Happy to be back, man. Happy to be back here and sign with another year with the Miami Heat as they make a run. By the way, a lot of people think the Heat still got the best team in the East. I was surprised to see the power rankings I was looking at last night that they still have them ahead of Brooklyn, still have them ahead of Boston, have them ahead of Milwaukee. And I was like, wow, all right. Running back, same group of guys. The guys you lost got some guys that kind of look and play the same, defensively minded guys. So a lot of that good stuff going on. Hey, I'll tell you something else that's good that's going on right now. That's Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. I love talking about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Fixed rate mortgages are still in the twos. A lot of people are refinancing right now because they're saving so by just refinancing and getting a lower rate. You save so much money. Now, a lot of people went through the banks, and so now they're backlogged, and they can't get approved, and they're frustrated, and they're waiting and waiting and waiting. You can't get a hold of the guy you've been dealing with, the banker, and it's a little frustrating there. Your credit score's not what it was, and so the banks have been real slow to get back to you. Well, do you want somebody that never gives up on you, that's going to bust their butt 7 days a week? You know, I didn't come up with banker's hours, all right? The banks did that to themselves, working limited hours. You're not going to have that problem with Michael Cacci at Choice Mortgage. And again, I'm not taking shots at banks. I'm not at all. But I tell you one thing. When I need a question answered, I go to Michael Cacci at Choice Mortgage. Hey, Mike, can I get it? Hey, Mike, I need money. I want to get a place. I've been renting. I've been in an apartment. Hey, what do you think? I want to buy something. I found something I like. I know money's cheap. Can you help me? What are the rates right now? Hey, how quickly before it can happen? Hey, what about this or that? Any question you have, it sure would be nice to be able to get somebody on the phone or text right away and they get back to you right away. That's the kind of service you get with Michael Cacci at Choice Mortgage. I mean, he's that good. I'm telling you, he's been in business since 1994, a AAA rating with a Better Business Bureau, equal housing lender, NMLS 166254. Honestly, Michael Cacci at Choice Mortgage, the hottest thing going right now because of his great service and working his butt and doing things better than the banks do, to be quite honest. You're going rates? What rates? He's going to beat them or get the same rates for you, only do it a lot faster and easier with great service. Here's his number. I want you to call or text him. 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730 for Michael Cacci at Choice Mortgage.
You know, when the free agency hit, we pretty much make a quick deal with Miami Heat. I already know, and my family there, I want to come back. So, you know, I was really happy that they want me to. And here we are now. I'm really excited. And, you know, when I saw those billboards back home in Slovenia, I was really emotional. And I knew, you know, this is the right place to be. You know, this is my home. And, you know, happy to be back. I mean, Jimmy, everybody knows I have a great relationship with Jimmy. You know, he's a great teammate, awesome friend, and it's one of those guys that you can rely on him, and he's always there for you and for me, and I'm hoping I can be there for him. So, you know, when we make a deal that I'm going to return back, I was really happy. You know, Jimmy is a leader of this team, so I want to be there next to him and try to help him as much as possible. And, yeah, basically that's it.
Wow. How about that? How about that love affair? Goran Dragic, by the way, talking about re-signing and talking about Jimmy Butler, man, and what Jimmy Butler kind of means to him and playing with Jimmy. Well, I'll tell you what, Jimmy Butler, whatever happened in the other three or four stops, ain't having any problems here, man. It's a friggin' love affair. And Goran's back. And all pumped up, got a little bit emotional yesterday talking about coming back and running this thing back and seeing what it's going to look like, man. And by the way, are we at a point? Is Goran starting to flirt? He definitely a top 20 Heat player all time. Is he starting to flirt around that top 10?
He's getting close to it, right? The legend of Goran Dragic, right?
So we've had a lot of guys that have quick stops here, and you got to count them. Like, you have to count LeBron. Listen, he gave us 4 years, and he was a big, big part of it, so you can't do that. Shaq, had him for a couple years. We got to give him, you know, he's got to be part of it. Obviously, Alonzo. I just started thinking of the list, and Dragic's knocking on the top 10 door. Don't know if he's there. I want to be fair because you got the big three. You got Shaq. Now Alonzo and Timmy. Timmy's ahead of him. But you start thinking, you know, we've had a lot of great role players. UD's ahead of him. Right. But you've had a lot of really good role players, but Dragon is now.
Well, do they retire his jersey? I think is the way to look at it. Say he plays another 2 years here. Do they retire his jersey?
Would not be surprised.
Right. Wouldn't surprise me at all.
Would not be surprised. When this thing's all said and done, I think they're going to have to take Marino's jersey down and just go with the Heat guys here pretty soon, man. Because
they could take MJ down.
Put MJ down.
Yeah, right. That's a good one, too.
That was
just have a do-over on that. Just take it down when no one's in the building. Just, you know, no one will even
notice. Somebody told me. somebody said, listen, man, Michael Jordan's always going to be up. Anybody that can hit it that hard in South Beach and show up on no sleep at all and play the way he did, his ass ought to have two jerseys up there. Always crack up.
Yeah, but having his jersey up there is a little weird.
Somebody said the one time the Heat beat him, and Scotty and Michael said, listen, we're going to play you again, and this time we ain't staying out all night in South
right.
Beach.
That's scary.
We're going to get some sleep, see how you like us. Yeah, man, Dragons.
You know, Goran's the rare player, as good as he is, that there's no issues at all whatsoever with him ever, right? Nope. I mean, he's never been in an argument. You've never talked about anything but good stuff with him.
You know what? The only emotion, it's funny, when I think of Goran Dragic, when somebody makes a fancy pass and it's crappy, or somebody's something that's lazy or something, you see him get mad and go over and say something to him. That's the only time. I mean, it's good stuff is what I'm saying. It's like, dude, you didn't have to go behind the back on that play where there's about 10% chance it's going to work, and it ends up hitting somebody in the third row, man. That's bull crap. We're all running on this fast break, and you decide you want to be the lead highlight on ESPN tonight. That ain't cutting it, man. So I agree with you. He has been.
He's the kind of player where they say you're going to come off the bench and make an impact that way, and he says, great, whatever you need me to do.
He is.
Like, that's who he is. I mean, he's not like a Carmelo Anthony where you say you're coming off the bench. He goes, I'm not playing.
It is a great question. Better than the top 10 is when it's said and done, because they're going to have to start putting some jerseys up there.
Yes, quickly.
They
Goran's a no-brainer, by the way, to get that jersey retired.
Yeah.
Not only has he been a great player, but he's a fan favorite down here. I think people really like him.
He's played five and a half seasons here.
Yeah, I think it's a no-brainer, though.
So with free agency and stuff, yeah, that's actually a lot longer than some of the other guys we're talking about.
Right,
you're right, and he's just been such a big part. Listen, he had a great season until he got injured, which is not his fault. But you know, now and seeing if this thing comes back or what it's going to look like this year. But when they decide to put those guys up there, they potentially got a lot of guys on the way, too, don't they?
Yeah, they have to. So. You have to think about it. You have to think about the guys that should be up there now or will be up there, you know, as soon as they're kind of done with their careers. You know,
so I always think about the Glenn Rices and Steve Smiths who had nice careers here. And
like the forgotten, you know, Heat players.
So
they weren't part of the culture. The Heat culture kind of started after them, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, Glenn Rice was really
a great
good player.
Great player, right.
Working with the organization, you know.
He was the key piece that got Alonzo here. What
that's
do you
right.
mean?
Had that. Corso and Timmy.
Right.
That had a great run, those two. I guess UD fits in with all of them. He's a no-brainer.
Well, UD's the next jersey up, right?
Shaq and D-Wade. You can't do D-Wade twice, so we're either going D-Wade with Shaq or we're going D-Wade part of the big three. But you can't – I mean, we can't double up on different times. And then, honestly, this thing they just did in the bubble, I know fans couldn't get up close and cheer and scream and say, I love you, man. But what they just did was pretty damn special.
Well, you can't retire Hero's jersey yet. You got to wait on that.
Who?
Hero's jersey. You can't put
that
up yet.
No. We can't do those guys, man.
That bubble culture thing is something that's going to be special for this franchise. That run that they had last year is something way up there in the special time for this franchise.
Yep. No question. But as of right now, Dragons in good shape. I would agree to get that jersey up there, and part of it is he's just all business and likable and it's been really good, either off the bench or as a starter, has given you some great games for sure. So anyway, you know what else we got tonight, by the way? I just forgot about it. College football first playoff polls out tonight. I don't know how the hell they're going to do that thing, but I will give them credit. The first four are pretty easy to do.
Who's first four?
Well, it's easy. It's Notre Dame. It's Clemson. It's Alabama, right? And Ohio State.
Okay.
I don't know what order. I guess Alabama, I'd probably have one. Ohio State, kind of, you know, we don't recruit the same guys, but somebody forgot to tell those other guys because they were hanging around late in that game and throwing all over that Ohio State secondary. Oh, my God. They lit it up. They thought it was Christmas with extra lights on those Christmas trees, man, the way they were lighting that bad boy up. But they're undefeated.
They're going to end up being like 6-0 playing six games again in the playoff, aren't they?
Listen.
Has the Pac-12 even started yet?
Pac-12's started, but, I mean, they've already missed a bunch of games. Not only did they start late, but they've missed a bunch of games. And honestly, I don't want to hear about the Big 12. Just –
No,
don't want to hear it. Don't want to hear it. So
Cincinnati doesn't sneak in there, huh? You don't have Cincinnati sneaking
in? No, because the problem is before any of those teams, BYU and Cincinnati, Florida Gators.
Right. Texas A&M.
A&M. I mean, they're knocking on the door, man. Florida's still in good shape.
Yep, they are.
Florida's still in really good shape. They're not going to lose any of their games. The question is, can they beat Alabama in that big game? They do that.
Well, that gets them in the playoff. If
they do
beat
that,
Alabama.
And we're going to be rolling.
Aren't you rooting for like a Cincinnati or one of these teams to get in? I'm just sick of seeing the same four teams every single year.
Really?
Like, don't you want to see it get mixed up a little bit? I mean, you want to see Clemson and Alabama and Ohio State? Like, you want to see these teams again?
I just want to see the best of the best.
I just want to see the best, too, so we have the best games in those playoffs. And
if Cincinnati, all right, so you get the same four again, and you could duke it out between those four.
If Cincinnati happens to be the best team, which I don't think they're a top four team, personally, even though they're undefeated, I don't know what the deal with BYU is. I know BYU's got a quarterback that all of a sudden is the latest love affair of college football, this kid Wilson. I don't know much about them. They've been scrounging games together as an independent. Now they're trying to, you know, get some, I guess if they're serious about making a run at this, they got to try to get some big boys in there if they can.
Someone would be upset right now if Clemson played Alabama and Notre Dame played Ohio State in the Final Four, because that's what it would be right now.
Yeah, me.
Really?
I just don't want to see the same four teams again. I just have very little interest in watching that.
Well, as of right now, if I'm not mistaken, Clemson, Notre Dame are going to play each other. But I have good news. I think we got a great game on Friday. North Carolina, Notre Dame. North Carolina can score. Matter of fact, while I just said that, they scored a touchdown on a 65-yard run. No, they got really good team.
Can they beat Notre Dame?
Notre Dame's going to get physical, and it should be a good game because I can see North Carolina scoring against Notre Dame's defense. So we'll see. Hey, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here. This one, Hollywood's headlines coming up. The little pressure on him today. He's got a little Tua pressure on him. Come in strong here this morning. So we'll see what he's got. I'll tell you what I got for you this morning. Your South Florida Chevy dealers. I want to tell you, man, you got a few extra days off during the Thanksgiving. Family going to be together. Need to get out of the house. Just want to get out and go walk around. Go walk around at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Find out what holiday deals and great products look like. Go get yourself. Spoil yourself and take some test drives at your South Florida Chevy dealer, because here's what I'm going to tell you. These are the best overall cars, trucks, and SUVs your Chevy dealers have ever had. Top to bottom, safety features, more space, great looks, and an unbelievable price for you. So what are you waiting for? Silverado trucks have never looked better. If we don't have a truck for you, then nobody does, because we got more trucks. You almost feel like they're custom designed for you with all the different styles they have of trucks. And go check out the new look Tahoe for all the people that join me in size that need a lot of space, like to sit up high and be comfortable. You can't beat a Chevy Tahoe. You can't beat the new Suburban. So much fun to drive. Hey, check out the midsize too. The midsize SUVs like the Traverse and the Chevy Blazer. Man, so much fun. Still plenty of space, but boy, what a great drive they have. I'm out of time, man. I don't have time to tell you about everything going on, but I will tell you, and they're going to tell you the same thing, best overall products we've ever had, and we're excited for you to come on down to your local South Florida Chevy dealers all over Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer today.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got for us this morning there, sir?
All right, guys, college hoops is getting ready to start here. There is one
that
coach,
too?
Though. Yeah, exactly. One coach that thinks the season should be pushed back a little bit. You see who's pushing that?
No.
That's old Rick Pitino.
Oh, man.
Rick said on Twitter, I'll say it again to anyone who will listen, push the season back to March and then have May Madness give the vaccine a chance in the best interest of all involved. Now, listen, he may be on to, before you rip Rick, he may be on to something. There's games getting canceled left and right here.
All right, so now can I rip him?
Yeah, please.
You don't get a vote. Shut up. You don't get anything. You're lucky you have a friggin' job again. You know what? Go, leave us alone. I'm done. You're done. We got great stories on you, and they're not basketball stories. And all this stuff that went on. Hookers, things that took place under in restaurants, under tables.
Right.
Never to be forgotten, my friend. Yeah, I don't want to hear from him.
My guess is he does a good job at Iona.
He's a good coach.
He is. He's very good.
Here's the deal. We had some really
like
good
him.
Coaches
I get it.
In college. There's guys. Listen, he's not the worst. That Lou Holtz, he's a fraud too. He's the fraud of frauds. Pitino at least got busted. Maybe I should just say Lou's just really smart because he beat probation and followed him right out the door.
Well, he leaves right before you get in trouble. He leaves like the day before he finds out you're getting in trouble. He resigns.
Yeah. The great Catholic. All right, what else you got?
That whole family sucks, by the way. The kid ruined USF.
He ruined your program,
right.
He
That's
sucks.
A good point,
I hate
Wood.
Him.
You hate him.
I really do. I hate. I know Miami lost him in the bowl game, which is why it like really hurt. But
my wife is rehabbing. You can't say hate, man. You got to stop with the hate. It's thanks. It's Thanksgiving. It's Christmas. It's come on, man.
Bro, like, I don't care. I don't care what day it is. I hate Skip Holtz 365 days a year.
Woody, I mean, I can live with your sucks because you also think everything sucks. I'll go with sucks, but you got to give up hate, man. Hate comes back to get you like real tenfold, man. Like, just say I dislike somebody. They're not my favorite person. I understand.
Hollywood doesn't know those.
It has come back tenfold. The program has been bad for quite a while.
No, I'm talking about you personally. Don't say hate. I don't want somebody to go, I hate Hollywood. I don't want that.
We get a lot of that on the text machine.
That.
That's okay. Yeah, I can live with that too. All right, guys, Ken Jennings. You know Ken Jennings, the Jeopardy champion?
Yep.
So he is going to be the first of a series of interim guest hosts who will host Jeopardy in the new episodes here. Of course, sadly, Alex Trebek passing away. They are going to air, by the way, the final episodes of Trebek that he taped during the weeks of December 21st and December 28th.
So
those
sad.
Will be the final episodes. I'm sorry, and also the week of January 4th. So you'll get 3 weeks there of Trebek episodes. And then Ken Jennings, the Jeopardy champion, will be the first of the interim guest hosts. There will be additional guest hosts to be announced.
Yeah. So apparently he had somebody he wanted to get the job. I think during his last days he said somebody he would like to see get the job. I don't know if that has any pull, but yeah.
Yeah, it sucks.
Sad deal, man.
Right.
Anyway, what else you got, Woody, on that down note?
Sorry,
you went from I hate you to that one.
All right. Here's something we all love. In-N-Out Burger. They opened up an In-N-Out Burger in Aurora, Colorado. And you guys see the first of all, there was a fight in the parking lot that made it onto Twitter.
I didn't see it.
Then the Aurora Police Department tweets out, In-N-Out Burger now at a 12-hour wait. Traffic is still significantly impacted in the area surrounding the mall. They will close before you get to the window, most likely.
Wait, did you say 12-hour
wait? Now, they followed that up with another one here. This is the Aurora Police Department. A lot of people have asked, how long was the line? It's hard to estimate. What we know is the line wrapped around the mall twice, and there were some nearby highway backups. Right now, we estimate the line to be 1.5 to 2 miles long, and the wait is now 14 hours.
Oh, my God. What?
So, I just got to tell you, when I go home, And I'm being honest for anybody who wants to comment on the In-N-Out Burger. So we do stop because on my way to this little town, the town next to it has an In-N-Out Burger. Nothing. My town has nothing. But the town next to it. So everybody wants to stop. So we stop there. And I honestly, as I eat it and it tastes great, I don't know if it's truly that good or not. But I know everybody in my family friggin' loves going In-N-Out Burger. They think that's like, oh, I go, you're telling me we don't have burgers like that back home? Oh, no, it's special.
So it's really good.
Know. Joe, okay. There isn't a burger in the world that's worth 12-hour wait, 14-hour wait. No, none worth an hour wait at this point. Are you kidding me? Who's waiting 14 hours or 12 hours for a damn In-N-Out Burger? Give me a break.
Can I rat somebody out right now on a bus? On a bus on a trip home from San Diego, had about a 30-minute ride to where we were staying at a hotel, and we just had this great dinner, went out and had a few drinks after, of course, because that's what old guys do waiting for a game.
Yeah.
And number 13, I don't say his name because I want to give it a rest, said in our big car, stop over at that In-N-Out Burger. I want a back.
But would you wait 3 minutes? I mean, come on.
Yeah, but we had, like, even at midnight or 1 in the morning, we were going for some In-N-Out Burger.
Nothing's worth a 13-hour wait, Joe.
No.
Give me a break.
I don't know why you don't just wait till the...
Right. I mean, come on.
The longest I've ever waited for a sandwich was the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
That's right.
Yeah, I waited about an hour.
How long did you wait for that?
About an hour.
Right.
The problem was, like, about 10 minutes in, I regretted the whole decision to even go.
Of course you did, right.
But, like, at that point, I had already ordered, and it was kind of, like, committed, right?
But
there were multiple times I thought about just leaving and just letting them keep the money, but...
Is there anything food-wise that you would sit in line longer for an hour for? Right, exactly.
No.
Nothing.
But obviously, that In-N-Out Burger,
it's good. I've had it.
If they opened an In-N-Out down here, I'd wait a couple of hours.
Oh, see, I wouldn't. Have you had it before?
Yeah, I have. I have.
Yeah, see, I've had it before.
Say it's that much better than everybody else. That's BS.
No, it's BS. Yeah, it's BS.
I'm just saying I'd wait a couple of hours for it.
What do you think? It's a different cow? Come on, man.
No,
because all burgers taste the same, though.
Dumbass.
Yeah, but that burger.
You're a dumbass. You're a dumbass for thinking all burgers are the same.
Yeah, but is In-N-Out better than any other burger you've ever had?
You don't think we have good burgers here in town?
And by the way, to you two losers, what do you guys got going on today that you can't wait 2 hours for a burger? I mean, Joe, what are you doing after the show today?
Anything.
Zach, what are you doing after the show today? Nothing.
Nothing. And I still wouldn't wait 2 hours for a burger.
Yeah, I got better things to do even though I have nothing going on.
That's the sad part. You really don't. And you know what? We're out of time here. I was going to get to this whole story about Tristan Thompson. He's going to Boston.
How is she happy or no?
Chloe's not going. Chloe and the kid are not going to go.
They're not
moving east.
She said, last time I did this in Cleveland, you embarrassed me. I'm not doing it again. You on the damn road.
And it was Cleveland, by the way.
Yeah, well, she went to Cleveland. Why the hell wouldn't she go to Boston?
Right,
Boston's a lot better city.
Have you seen her recently, by the way?
I don't recognize her. I haven't seen her.
Someone said 14 hours, completely false. My family lives there. It was a 2-hour wait.
Yeah.
Someone also said you got to stop at McDonald's first before you get in line at In-N-Out Burger for that kind of wait.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
I think 2 hours is reasonable.
No.
That's about
two
as
hours?
Long as I would do.
No
Joe, way. I have nothing to do the rest of the day.
You do.
What? I have nothing going on.
Walking.
Anything is better
taking
than
taking a nap.
Okay, well, obviously I'm not. If I'm waiting
loser?
In line for fast food, obviously walking or exercising is probably not high on my priority
if
list.
If you wait 2 hours, you're falling under a category. You're going to be mad. You wait 2 hours to get into a In-N-Out Burger.
Don't throw me in the pay for porn.
You're a loser.
Category
right.
here.
Right.
Is this like is this OnlyFans loser level?
Well, I mean, while you're sitting in line for those 2 hours, you could check out your.
Yeah, that's true. You can watch while you're in line.
Right.
All right.
Take advantage of that.
Hey, we
don't promote that, by the way. You end up in jail.
Michael Lombardi's coming up. We're gonna talk some See with Michael Lombardi, always got great stuff. Always brings his A game. He's going to join us in a couple minutes. Zach, what do you have for us this morning? We got Zach all pumped up talking about that food. That's what he's thinking about.
Man, always got to go down to a fat guy food thing for me. Huh? Always. All right, well, anyways, folks, due to overwhelming response from last week, Diamonds Direct in Boca is extending their huge pre-holiday store-wide sale. That's right. They're extending it into all the way to Cyber Monday, by the way. So you have time to get over there. It's an extra week to take advantage of the unbelievable savings there at Diamonds Direct. They're going to give you the most unbelievable prices, and now 20% more off. That's right. Rings and earrings and pendants, bracelets and designer fashion jewelry, colored gemstones, engagement, and wedding rings, of course. Case after case of amazing deals. They have their designer partners have shipped in even more selection. That's right. It got so big that they needed more stuff down here, and they got it. They have extensions on all the aggressive financing options they have there. We've been telling you for months now about all the great prices and all the great stuff they have there. Everything is affordable. So don't miss this chance to discover the all-new Diamonds Direct and see what they have brought to South Florida. Higher quality jewelry at no middleman, direct importer prices. Everyone that's been there can't believe this amazing store. And if you haven't been there yet, shame on you. Get over there. The holidays are here. Get her the most memorable and most romantic holiday gift ever at Diamonds Direct. Don't miss the extended savings now through Cyber Monday at Diamonds Direct in Boca behind the Town Center Mall. Diamonds Direct, you're gonna love it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.